Hello to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you're at in time and space. Welcome to this now moment. Let's have a nice deep breath in together and clear that away. Oh, just think about that one breath like that. And there's so much that we can do with our breath. There are so many pranayama exercises, which pranayama means life force control. And one of the greatest ways to realize prana, life force, is through the breath. So all of the ancient yoga practices really deal with directing energy in the body and spiritualizing it. And so all meditation is essentially yoga, which really just means union. And it just means union with the, you know, the separate aspects of our life that we believe exist, the body, the mind, the spirit. When in reality, as we know, all those things are one, but in the actual expression and the experience of it, it seems that there are many, many, many layers of existence. In my house, there are many mansions. That's what it says there somewhere in the Bible. All of the ancient sacred scriptures speak of this union, this meditation, this coming together. And in my own practices of yoga, when I first began doing very physical yoga, what the West really calls yoga, I started to understand that it was largely the union of breath and body. So how the breath links to the movement. And those two aspects of being, when harmonized, breath and movement, started to reveal their own secrets. And so in that way, when we talk about the breath, the vehicle for life force coming into the body, it's kind of like water. And how I mean that is the simplicity of water, and yet the essential necessity of it for our very life. And you could say the same about breath. So the interesting thing about when things are that simple is that we tend to forget to tend to them, to really understand them. And in order to understand simplicity, we have to ourselves cease being so complicated. And that's not an easy thing to do. Oh, these minds that we are given, like hot rod engines, they just want to go and go and go. And I don't know about for you, but for me, there is some deep impetus that is asking me to slow down and to really consider the simplicity that gives life its basic existence. A lot of that has to do with Pachamama, the earth herself. Right now, there's so much busyness in the world. And there's a call back to the earth in some way. And I don't really know how to explain that to you. It's just a feeling that I have. the need to put my bare feet on the grass and soil of the earth. It somehow feels so medicinal and so nurturing. The need to let the sun penetrate through my skin and into my very being. And again, all those things are very simple. So with those considerations, we go back to the breath and we feel just the simple presence of it. And now something else comes here. Again, this is for me, and I share it with you because it's what's given me my own spiritual growth. And so, of course, it's what I seek to share with you through these transmissions and meditations. Just what feels like it wants to come through, what feels like truth. So as we settle into the simplicity of the breath and the earth and the heartbeat, and just what is in this moment present for us. What begins to happen is that we begin to hear the inner voice of our higher self. We begin to hear our bodies literally telling us what they need and threatening that communication only is the rampant thoughts in our mind. So we don't try to stop thinking or shoo them away. We tune our inner radio to a different frequency. And it is very relative to a practice that I've been playing with of listening to the actual radio here on Earth, the FM radio, and a news station. And then suddenly switching that to classical music or some other very simple music. And all of the sudden, noticing within my body that everything shifts. It is much like the radio of our being itself. When we're attuned to the craziness and the busyness of the modern world, it is very confusing. But when we take that time, honestly and sincerely, to tune in to that voice of inner wisdom, to our highest expression of who we are, our very soul nature, there is a nurturing divine mother wisdom that will not lead us astray, but will, however, lead us to challenge every erroneous belief that we hold and which impedes us from knowing the truth of our being and therefore our purpose for existence itself. Now that might sound complicated, but think about how simple it actually is. Your physical being, your mental being, gets to take a break. And a higher expression of who and what you are begins to become more audible to your inner ear. and more visible to your inner eye. This is the great gift of communion, yoga, meditation, and affirmative prayer. It is not an intellectual structure that needs to be held in place with facts. It is rather an ongoing, dynamic, alive, and eternal communication that happens between the part of us that we have believed is temporary and the true nature of our being, which is soul, eternal and untarnishable. You and I are untarnishable in our true nature. So it's not about destroying, getting rid of, fighting, conquering any aspect of ourselves. It's rather about integrating it back to its whole nature and back to its true state of being. This is consciousness. It has nothing to do with the physical world, and yet it has everything to do with it. Another way of saying that is that all things come into being through mind. So any adjustments that we would like to make, that we feel compelled to make, must be done first in mind. However, when they are done in mind, by divine law, it follows that they must manifest in the physical realm, unless something stops that, which also exists in mind. When we listen to this kind of information with the intellectual analytical mind, it is highly confusing and it makes no sense. So we must go beyond that. And sometimes, as simple as it is, learning to listen, see, and understand at these deeper levels seems such a long task and journey, but really it is not. For in this place, time does not exist. There is only pure being. The false part of who we believe we are, what is often called the ego, cannot stand this idea because its whole survival and existence is rooted in time and attainment. So again, it's not about conquering this, destroying it, or figuring it out to the point where we can control it. It's rather simply about offering it up into these realms of higher consciousness, which is saying the same thing as deeper understanding. So we notice the breath in a physical sense. And yet we notice that the breath is beyond all physicality. It is not actually the breath that gives the body life. It is the energy in the breath that gives the body life. and it is pure, subtle energy. It cannot be measured with any instruments that exist on this planet. It can only be realized through self-realization. And this energy operates in the physical body through meridians and through subtle passageways that exist through, if they were able to be counted and numbered, millions of little tiny estuaries throughout the entire body. But because of the subtle energy's nature, it is invisible, yet fully realizable. The inner eye sees it, and the inner ear hears it, and the true self realizes it. Now imagine your spine as a passageway. Along this passageway, there are several energy centers. Link your breath to this inner passageway. As you inhale, watch the energy rise up the left side of your subtle spine. And as you exhale, watch it go down the right side. Inhaling left. Exhaling right. Concentrate on this process for a couple minutes with me. Now notice your awareness itself. Bring it first into your heart. And feel your breath at your heart center. Notice that the energy rises up from the lower regions into your heart center like a great pool forming, rising and falling, breathing. And now lift the energy from the heart center as your awareness right into your spiritual eye. Both in the center of your brain and at the point between the eyebrows. And to breathe along the whole spine now, the subtle spine, the invisible spine. Here, we have linked breath and body, body, mind, and soul. Meditate with me now for several minutes. Keep your concentration deeply focused. What has arisen for you? Make a simple affirmation of it. This affirmation is a communication from your higher self. You can trust it and you can rely on it. Nurture this connection in all that you do. If you become confused at any time during any day, reconnect at this place. It can be done in an instant, for it is simply a decision. So as we begin to enter back into the physical realm, we do so with deep gratitude and reverence for this communication. Thank you for speaking to me today. Thank you for revealing my deeper nature to me. I am listening to you. This universe is a holy, sacred place. Whatever exists here or seems to exist here that you know in your deeper self is not of your true nature can simply be let go. And so whatever does not serve us, we simply let it go now. Thank you, God, for speaking to me today. Thank you, God, for speaking to us today. Thank you, Eternal Spirit, for your presence here among us, as us, and through us. And so it is. Amen.